Oh, sounds good. Well, it's about 10 o'clock on, I think it's around 10, yeah, on the 16th of November. I'm on the line with Pajaro River resident, Monica Tone.
And president of the Homeless Union out here in Pajaro, in Watsonville. I am currently just getting off of a Zoom meeting with the city council in Monterey County to stop this, so we can try to stop the sweeps out here, which is going to be tomorrow. I'm hoping that a lot of people will come down here and, you know, help us. And, you know, I'm not moving from my spot. I'm on protest. I'm not moving. I'm done moving. The Ninth Circuit, you know, courts, you know, the federal law states that it is a allowable activity to camp on the river, on the river bottom. And I'm not moving. I'm gonna stick with where I'm at. I'm here for a reason.
Monica, let me ask you, when you've experienced this before, and this was after the Martin versus Boise decision back in 2018, did you face a confrontation with sheriffs then? And by the way, it sounds like you're talking about the Monterey Board of Supervisors rather than the city council, because the city council doesn't cover Pajaro River in Monterey.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Sorry.
What happened? What happened the last time this happened? Will this be a new experience for you? If you actually refuse to move, I know a number of people at the marina parking lot, as you may remember last week, when it was cleared out of, I don't know, several dozen people. Some of them said they were going to refuse to move, and only one really made that attempt, and she was, of course, grabbed and taken to the ground or fell to the ground. That was Sasha.
Yeah, she's a disabled woman too. That's so wrong.
Yeah. So that didn't happen as much as folks hoped or anticipated it might. Has this ever happened to you before? I mean, have you ever used this strategy before when you're faced with this problem?
So last December, when same kind of time of year, you know, cold weather, winter rain, and all that good stuff. The sheriff's department came out here and with Smith and Light Construction Agency, and yeah, they really, to tell you the truth, like we were, you know, if we would have stood our ground, there was nothing that they could have done legally, you know. But I'm gonna stand my ground this time. Like last year, they took everything from me, left me with nothing. They didn't bring no resources. They brought down papers that had resources on it, which stated that they were going to be bringing resources down here, and they're going to be bringing people out here to help us out here, and they brought nobody and nothing out here to help us, let alone tomorrow's the day of, and still they have not brought containers to help people. They haven't, and I've called it, and I've called the homeless demolition in Monterey County, and they stated that they didn't even know. They had no knowledge that this was even going to be going on.
So let me interrupt you for a moment, Monica, and ask you, first of all, what agency is doing this? That's number one. And number two, what property did you lose last year in December? I know you probably mentioned it when we talked a year ago or thereafter, but remind us.
Okay, so the agency would be Monterey County Water Works Services. That's the agency that's commanding this to go on. And they're also, so what they're doing is they hired a company called Smith & Enright Construction. I'm not sure where their location, their main location is out of. But they also, and so with them comes along the Monterey County Sheriff's Office. So it's like the board members are hiring people to do illegal activities is what it is. And so last year when this happened, when this occurred in December of 2020, I lost everything from baby pictures to, and I have children, so I lost my children's baby pictures, the memorabilia stuff. I've lost from my clothing, my blankets, anything to keep me warm, anything to keep me safe, anything to keep shelter over me, and it was just all taken away. Mind you, we were in an epidemic. A beginning of the epidemic of COVID-19, which we had a shelter in place order, and I had on my shelter that I had, I'm on the Pajaro River. I posted papers that stated this is shelter in place. This place is not abandoned. And contact me if there, you know, if there's any misunderstanding. And I had my number on there.
Now, was Monica, was there a reason you were away, or were you essentially bullied away by the cops?
My child was sick, so I needed to go tend to my child, and I don't tend to my child on the river. My child lives with his grandmother, so I had to leave, and it was an emergency situation for me to leave. It was either I leave my stuff, or you know, or I stand my ground and not take care of my child, mm-hmm. you know. And I do have obligations that are more important than you know my shelter, but still, you know, it is my home, you know, and like. I lost everything. Only thing I had was a purse that probably had some makeup in it, you know. And that's not going to keep me. That's not going to keep me sheltered or warm at night, you know.
Let me ask you this: how many folks will this eviction or this demolition of homes affect this time if it goes forward as planned?
I'm going to say over 200 people.
And how many did it affect last time?
Well, you put 150 shelters that were taken last year to two people in each one. That's, you know, that will just say right there. So almost 300 people, I would say.
And how regular, I think you told me before, this wasn't a regular occurrence and it hadn't happened for a number of years?
Yeah, so they only come out here from my knowledge, within the last year. They've only come out here twice, and that was, I'm saying within the last year. So the Sheriff's Department doesn't come on the river. They haven't been on the river since Smith and Inlight and Monterey County destroyed our encampments last year. So this is in November, and this is when they're coming out. They had all summer to come out here and do this.
But what about prior to the demolition in 2020? You have lived there, I think you told me in the past, for 8 years.
Well, now I've been out here for 10 years now, and...
So how frequently had it happened before 2020?
This is the second time tomorrow will be the second time that they've came out here since 2020.
Now, before 2020, how frequently did they come out?
They rarely came out here.
And so during your previous 8 years there, when you were before 2020, you were able to live fairly unmolested in your place?
Exactly. I was.
Is that true for the other 150 or 200 people as well, or 300 people?
Yes and no, because there's three sides to the river. There's Monterey County, there's Santa Cruz County, and then there's Watsonville City. So, you know, Watsonville City, they come out here, they're out here, I would say, 5 days out of the week. And I have Anthony on the other line. Can I answer that, and then we can get back to you? I can call you back?
Sure, call me back.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hi, this is Monica. That was Anthony on the other line, but he said he's going to call me back. So.
Anthony Prince.
Yes.
So is he, in fact, have you had much communication with him that indicates there's any kind of legal defense in process?
So right now he's telling me that they're still wanting to go forth with everything, so we're going to go forth, I believe, with the try to... put at least a temporary restraining order on. So I'm waiting for him to call me back, and then I can go ahead and update you with that kind of information.
Sounds good. What kind of support? I know last year you got some support from Salinas and Santa Cruz coming in, although not in time to deal with the December stuff. But I guess it was after December you had some alarms about there being a potential demolition or at least eviction or harassment that was happening sometime in 2021. But what about this year? Any indication that there's going to be any folks showing up to help you with this?
I'm hoping. I go on to our signal, and you know, I do post things out there for people to see and for support. And I'm being told that there people are going to be here to support, so I'm like so for it. But I was trying to tell you that about. We have three sides to the river. Mm-hmm. Watsonville City, 5 times a week, they're out here, and they're taking people's encampments 5 times a week.
Huh. And how many people does this usually affect?
Okay. So I'm going to say about six people six people that I know of are continuously having to get new tents and new stuff because of every single day they're coming out here to take and take and take. So it's a harassing thing that's been going on with the city of Watsonville, not the county. It's the city. The city's the one who's doing this.
Do most people live on the Monterey County side, the non-Watsonville side?
Because Monterey County doesn't come out here and destroy all year. So, you know, they only come out here once a year, you know, which is during the winter cold weather.
Mm-hmm. And so I think at one time I had the impression that you kind of moved back and forth across the river to avoid the authorities. When one authority was going to sweep, you go to the other side and vice versa. But apparently that doesn't work if Watsonville is so insistent on going after you.
Yeah, and you know, and so, you know, it gets tiring, you know, like to have to move moving back and forth, it gets tiring. And like I said, you know, we have right now, you know, it's not against the law for us to camp here, and it's stated because of Martin versus Boise. And I'm just, you know, I sent each and every council member an email with, you know, the email that says proof of Martin versus Boise and how it states that it's a legal activity to camp on the river bottom.
I gotcha. Now, I wanted to point out to you, or actually, it just, you probably already know about it, the November 12th Surf City Times, which is an online publication, does have a picture of your vacate notice from November 10th. And I guess it's also, I think it may have a small article.
Yeah, I frequently email them with whatever information that I come across. And I do that, you know, just noting because it's somebody that's documenting, you know, it's somebody that's helping me document things. And I really like the fact that, you know, that they're doing this and that they provide information to the, you know, to the community about the things that are going on out here, because it's inhumane and is downright emotionally, physically, and mentally, you know, messing with people. And it's causing people to get sick. And it's causing people to not just get sick. It's causing people to just have no emotion at all. You know, I mean, the things that go on out here, like, I just want to cry, fall to the ground, and just cry. Last year I felt like I wanted to not even live no more, because how I see people treating people, you know, what's the point of just moving on when people are being treated? But I understand that if I don't raise my voice and I don't raise my concern, then the next person's gonna go through the same thing that we're going through. And in order to stop the way how people are treating people, somebody needs to step up. And I mean, if it just has to be me solely, I'm gonna do it.
Is there any, and you know, I would say good for you, but you know, I'm the rah-rah section from a distance. And also, I should warn you that this netcast is really only going out. I might try to put it out earlier, but I think it's usually we go out on Thursday night. So it's going to be after, you know, they come, at least their supposed date. Though, you know, I assume the police are not always as fastidious about coming out when they say they are. They may threaten more than they do, but they did post an eviction notice, right?
Yes, they posted it up and down the river on the Monterey County side. And, you know, it's really sad because they've been out here every single day harassing us since they posted that on November 10th.
What kind of form does this harassment take?
This form of harassment is just a reminder that we need to move. Reminders that, I mean, they could be sending services out here. They don't need to send reminders.
Do they give you any specific place to go to?
No. They haven't gave us no. They gave us a list of resources, and when I called the resources that they had, they're an agency that just handles giving other resources, and there's nothing out. There's no place for us to go. You know, the city I live in right now is Pajaro. Pajaro doesn't have any shelter. And either does the city of Watsonville have any shelters that are open. They've actually just got them closing the vet hall, which is, you know, and put people out into the streets. Now the community of Watsonville is, you know, the business community is mad because the homeless people are inside. I mean, the homeless people are downtown Watsonville now, you know. And so now they're mad because they took a shelter. You know, the city, sorry, the business owners are mad because, you know, there's people down here that are homeless that are, you know, having to use different facilities and causing a mess and this and this and that, but yet there is no solution.
Have they ever put in a porta potty for you down there on the river?
We have no porta potties. We have no sanitary stations. We have nothing like that whatsoever.
Also, the shelter in place recommendation by the CDC, has there been any, that's all over stuff from any of the authorities on either side of the river?
Actually, Monterey County, it is still in place. We still have shelter in place order. It's actually, when I was looking at the minutes on the Monterey County calendar, it stated that Governor Newsom said that we are still in emergency state.
And here in Santa Cruz, you may remember, I think you came up to help, when we in San Lorenzo, or they in San Lorenzo Park, I'm housed, got an injunction, and also, of course, there was a mass turnout that confronted the police and said, go away, after the police had cleared away a third of the whole thing.
Well, on that injunction, we are also listed on that injunction.
So, in that injunction, though, declarations were first gathered by Alicia Kuhl and other people with the Santa Cruz Homeless Union. Have you been able to do any of that in the...
On the thing that was going on in Santa Cruz with that injunction, there's a few members of my community that have their testimonies too that has been sent out there. That went along with that injunction.
I'm really interested more in your possible injunction.
Yes, out here. So I sent over to Anthony. Member statements and stuff like that too. So Anthony's in the process of handling things that need to be handled, and I'm so grateful for the whole homeless community union, because without them I wouldn't even have no knowledge of what to do.
Mm-hmm. How many people have signed declarations that they can't move, it'll impact them, that they're disabled, that they have no options, that sort of thing?
I believe that there's 7 people that have signed the declarations that know how to read and write English.
Uh-huh. And have you got any kind of Spanish translator who's helping you for those who don't?
So the ones that don't know how to speak English, I don't have. I do have a few videos, affidavits, but I don't have anybody to write it down for them, into Spanish yet.
Uh-huh. If you were, I'm not sure how we can get a good appeal to the community, considering this is likely to, go out after the eviction date. But what would you like, assuming that? Well, you're organizing, I assume. Have you asked other people whether they intend to say we're not going to move, because unless you've got a real place for us to go to, and if so, prove it. Don't just hand us a piece of paper.
Yes. So I have put together my whole community. I have talked to everybody. In fact, we're having a meeting today at 4:00, where I have asked all the household, all the community members to join in, and we're going to have a meeting today, and we're going to talk about what's going to conspire for tomorrow morning, because I want them to know that I want them to know their rights first of all, and I want them to know what can happen, what will happen, and. I'm going to talk to them today, and we're going to come up with some kind of solution for us, and an emergency situation. If we need to move, where are we going to go, what spot, and if we are going to go to a spot, we're going to go to it as a unit, and we're going to go to it as a we're going to make sure that we're standing together, all together, but in one spot, one ground. That way we can also keep an eye on who's being, I can't even think of the word right now. My emotions are just so all over everywhere right now.
I'm catching the gist of what you're saying. Is this meeting largely of folks who are only English speakers, or do Spanish speakers also attend?
Spanish Spanish, especially there's a lot of Hispanics that will be here that speak Spanish. You know, some of them, like I said, they're not documented, and I need to let them know, like, while they're here in America, they have rights, you know, and just because they don't have papers doesn't mean that they don't have rights.
So you have somebody translating for them?
Yeah, I do speak Spanish, maybe not fluently, but I do have other people around here that will be able to go ahead and say, you know, whatever I don't know, they'll be able to speak and let them know.
Uh-huh. And will other organizations be coming to the meeting, like from, oh, I don't know, Watsonville, from, you know, Monterey County, from Santa Cruz, and so forth?
Well, right now, it's just my community members that I have asked to be able to join in, and so we can see what we can do. Now, if other outsiders want to join, that's fine with me. Excuse me. That's fine with me. I really don't mind. I was asked by it. Hold on. Anthony's on the other line, so I need to answer this.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Call me back.